Your father's father's a policeman.
Yes, right. Yes, yes. It's they're all the certificates.
Oh.
Yes, lovely. Thanks.
There's my father's birth certificate in there. Oh. My father's birth certificate. Yes.
Yeah.
And their marriage certificate.
Mm. Put them all together and then ask you sort of try and make out something for, so that everybody can have a copy of it once it's.
His father was also Michael Fitzgerald. That's right.
And his parent, I got it, he was born about 1830, I've got it written down as 1830, and that his parents had died in the potato famine in the 40s.
No. His grandparents.
No, yes, your grandfather's parents.
Yes,
had died in the potato.
That's right.
And the uncle.
That's right, and an uncle is supposed to have defrauded them of their birthright.
Mm.
Was himself an assistant. Mm. And we don't know what happened to the sister. But that's the story we always have heard.
Yeah.
And but my grandfather was. Joined the police force then, you see, and he married a Catherine Carty, and she was from Cork, Clonakilty. She was from Clonakilty, a place called Clonakilty in Cork. And then my father, of course, my father, funnily enough, was born in Athlone, which surprised me because I thought he was born in Vanderslope. He wasn't. He was born in Athlone because his birth certificate gives Athlone.
Mm.
And of course he has two sisters older than him, you see, Aunt Mary and Aunt Delia. Aunt Mary was the eldest of the family. And she was training to be a teacher. She was training to be a teacher, and she met the man who was her husband, and she married, gave up the training and married. And she was widowed before she was 24, I think, with four children. He died of TB. I believe he was an exceptionally fine fellow, the chap that she married. But, and of course, then she had nothing to live on then, so she had to train as a nurse.
Mm.
So she went and trained as a maternity nurse, where she was able to work on the district, so that she could keep the family and still do her job.
Yeah.
You know, she had some funny tales to tell about that too. You know, because she attended tinkers on the roadsides, and you know, anybody who was in need of help, they got it. You know, she had some funny stories to tell me of her experience. She was a fine character, my Aunt Mary, and of course her two boys went in the First World War because they were older, you see, than Dad's family, because he didn't marry until he was 20. They weren't allowed to marry until they had done 7 years service in the RIC. So he was 25 by the time he got married.
Mm.
And she was already widowed by then,
yeah.
You know, with four children.
Yeah.
And of course, their father, his father and mother, they had that beautiful little cottage, that lovely cottage. There was a photograph of them somewhere of it. What do I do with that? A cottage.
Mm.
Still, the both gables are left, and the back wall, and the iron gate. There was an iron gate. The cottage lay down, and there was a path in front of it. And in front of the path was a grass and flower beds. And then you had four steps up to the gate. And there was an iron railing went right across, and there was an iron gate. And the iron gate and the railings are still there.
Gosh.
I'd have loved to have been able to have gone into it, but you couldn't. The gate is locked, but the gate and the railings are still there, and the parts, and the front wall has gone. But the back wall and the two gables are remaining. Yeah.
Where is that?
Outside Athlone.
Oh, yeah.
On the Roscommon side of Athlone, a place called Bail na Malia.
Oh, yes, I really heard of
Bail na Malia, yes. And we used to love that place. It really was. It was a long, low cottage. There were three windows that side, front door, and you walked down into a well sort of thing. And facing when you went in, there was a wooden shelf that odds and ends went on, you know.
Yeah.
And on that side was into the living room. On this side was into the sitting room. Off the sitting room was a bedroom. Off the other room, which was also a sitting room, was a bedroom. And of course, later on, they turned the sitting room on the right was turned into a shop, because my aunt had to have something to live on.
Yes. Yes.
So she had a little shop there.
Yes.
And it wasn't very big room. She had the post office. She always had the post office. She had all the stamps to sell and postal orders, and she had to see to the mail when they came in. And
yes.
Oh, it really was funny. There was, what was his name? He came in. When I slept in the bedroom beyond the shop, you see. Mm. And you'd hear this going on. Well, Derry, what was his name? Derry, something or other. Who have you got letters for today? And he'd have to go perhaps 3 or 4 miles out, or a circle or two, with letters.
Mm.
Oh, have you got to go there today? And she'd go through the letters for him as to where he'd got to go, you know. And he really was a character.
So she lived on with her parents?
She lived with her parents, you see. And she also brought up...
Kathleen Begley.
Kathleen Begley was, yes.
Yes. Kathleen, so was that Cunningham. Aunt Mary's?
That was Aunt Mary's daughter, yes.
Oh, yeah.
She brought her up, you see. And they sent her for training. She trained teacher. And they did a lot for them, really. Mm-hmm. Though her grandfather, her Begley grandfather in Belmullet, he apparently paid for her training, teacher training. See?
Yeah.
Because you had to pay for everything.
Yeah.
Those days.
Yes.
And anyway, she... Then there was another daughter, you see, who was my pal. Baby, we called her. She was Mary.
Mm.
She was May Frances. And we saw her this summer when we went over.
Yeah.
She's the same age as me. She's born in September as I was born in December. And we always... Whenever we met, we piled up. We didn't meet that often, but we were good pals.
Yeah.
Got up to all sorts of mischief, riding bicycles without pedals and all that sort of thing. Bicycles without brakes, and sticking your heel into the back wheel to slow the bike down, you know, because you had no brake on it.